everybody. Thank you for joining us. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me on Code Chat. I'm Code Foster. We have a little bit of a unique show today. I'm really excited to be bringing this to you. I'm here with Jason Fox with Microsoft and Eric with Dolby. And we're going to be doing something unique because we're going to have a code chat like you do expect, but then Jason and Eric are going to be running over to Dolby headquarters here in San Francisco and checking out some of the amazing audio stuff there at Dolby headquarters. You've got some labs and things there. So we're here at Build 2016, lots of energy, lots of action going on. Hopefully you can hear me well because these guys are mic'd. They're going to be doing most of the talking. So Eric, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and what you do at Dolby, and then let's just start nailing him with questions. What do you say?
Yeah.
So again, my name is Eric Ang, and I'm running Dolby's developer program. We started this about 2 years ago, and our job is to reach out to developers and get mainstream developers understanding about Dolby technologies and getting you guys to adopt our stuff.
All right. Thanks. So let's talk about what you guys are building for developers and what's on the horizon.
Yeah, so the Dolby format has actually been available for quite a long time now, actually since the Windows 7 era, specifically to Microsoft. And back then it was primarily about DVD playback. With Windows 8, we extended our solution so you can include our format in Windows 8 applications.
Okay.
And with Windows 10, we did the same thing with Windows Universal applications. However, one caveat is we've now extended it to the Microsoft Edge browser as well. So by using our format, you get a lot of benefits, dialogue enhancement, crisp and clear sound, and consistent playback through all your devices. So we're really excited to be part of the OS for Microsoft.
Great. Now, do you guys have any developer tools to help them, I don't know, streamline the content for playback?
Yeah, we do. I think the hardest part about our format is understanding how to encode our content in Dolby Digital Plus. We have tools through Azure. Azure can actually encode Dolby Digital Plus right now.
Okay.
We can do it through services like encoding.com. They provide APIs that you can upload to AWS, Azure, and then it'll spit out a Dolby Digital Plus equivalent file for usage via applications, via web projects.
All right. Fantastic. Well, I can't wait to see the labs, so
I've got one quick question for you.
Yeah.
I'm used to rendering out to an MP4. Is this Dolby Digital Plus something where I can encode the audio to Dolby Digital Plus inside of my MP4?
Yeah, so that's one primary use case, is to encode your content in Dolby Digital Plus, the audio file, the audio side, and then wrap it as an MP4 file. And then you can play it, since MP4 is played widely, the format that everyone uses on the web.
Okay, and then if I just plug that into a video tag on the web and I'm using Edge as my browser, all of a sudden the audio is going to be amazing.
Oh, absolutely. It'll sound really, really good.
Yeah.
All right.
That's awesome.
Were you excited to go down and see the lab?
I am. Yeah.
What's Jason going to see there?
He's going to see our awesome living rooms.
Okay.
He's going to see a few of our newer technologies.
I'm designing my theater room right now.
There you go.
You can sell me on it.
We have Dolby Atmos set up there, so you can actually check that out. Atmos is basically an object-based rendering for audio. The cinema is doing it. Home theaters are doing it.
Is Atmos something that's relevant to developers right now?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Dolby Audio is what we're focused on.
Okay.
We kind of want to do it piece by piece. So once developers understand how to encode and use the Dolby Audio format, the sky's the limit.
Okay, now we have a couple of demos that you showed me that I think would be really cool for them to go check out right now. One of them was Feisty Galaxies. I'll put the link down below.
There is a website called Reflow, which is really cool as well. And then you can actually check out audioexperience.dolby.com.
Okay.
It's actually hosted on Test Drive through Microsoft.
Wonderful. Okay, I'll put all those links down below. Now, you guys just sit still, and we're going to teletransport these guys over to Dolby headquarters 5 blocks down the road.
Hey, everyone. Jason Fox here with Microsoft. I'm at the Dolby headquarters in San Francisco for a code chat. It's for you, Jeremy. I'm going to go check out some cool stuff in the labs. Here I am. I'm going into this Dolby test living room here. And I'm going to check out some great demos they're going to show me in Dolby Atmos.
Hey,
right, so I'm going into a new room, and they're going to show me some pseudo top secret stuff, so I can't record it. But I'm going to watch Mad Max in Atmos, see what it's like.
Okay, here we are back at the Moscone Center with Build 2016. I hope you guys enjoyed the little tour of Dolby headquarters. I wish I could have joined. I wasn't able to make it. But thank you very much for tuning in to this episode of Code Chat, and we will see you next time.